Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So in the Window Nation guest hotline, USA Today, let's welcome back to the show our friend Gabe Lax. Gabe, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
Much better than yesterday. A little more energetic. The whirlwind is behind us. So I guess we can kind of inspect the landscape now, such as it is.
All right. As the whirlwind is behind us and the carnage, if you want to call it that, for the Orioles, I mean, they traded away a lot of familiar names, a lot of expiring contracts, replenished, I guess, to some level, the farm system. How would you rate the job that Mike Elias did yesterday, Gabe, a guy who's taken a lot of heat around these parts over the last few months, as you would expect?
Well, pretty solid. I mean, you know, you hate to do this kind of stuff. Nobody likes it unless you're a real, you know, prospect head. And I think the Orioles and Orioles fans are a little tired of that, understandably. So he got back some decent value guys within the top 30 of their organizations, even a little higher than that. Of course, that's all relative based on the farm system. Sometimes that's hard to do. This is it's not easy to sell. Everybody's going to wait you out and see what they can get, you know, what little they can get, you know, at 558 or have to give up, you know. So he appeared to get some guys, the pitching prospect, Boston Bateman. They call him Sasquatch, a very interesting guy to watch in the future, along with just a ton of depth that's going to fill that out. The one thing that really struck me is we all knew that the winter was going to be huge, that big for Elias, big for the team, big for this window. And let's be honest, it is a window, as much as GMs hate to say this, because you got a couple guys, you know, getting halfway through to, you know, the magical 6-year mark. So what he's left himself with is, and this is kind of back of the napkin math, roughly 8 guys that he's going to need to find in the offseason, which is a lot. You know, sometimes you go into the offseason, your roster is set, you got 21 guys, say, accounted for, a couple prospects, you know, ready to roll, what have you. There's a lot of holes to fill, and that's kind of the byproduct of, you know, the Ramon Urias trade. You know, obviously Baker was the one that started this whole thing. You know, and Laureano might have been a nice piece for next year. Well, they got a lot more back because they dealt those guys, but it's suddenly you need a bench, you need a bullpen, you need a rotation. So it's a lot of heavy lifting for Elias, and he's going to have to, you know, dip into pretty much all 3 buckets next year, which is to say, going to need some big time free agent help, going to need some veteran, you know, stopgap kind of things, maybe some waiver claims, and maybe some, you know, some guys ready to come up from the farm, especially as it regards bullpen pieces. So it's just going to be a massive offseason, and I think the fur is only going to continue to start flying because he's left himself a lot of 40-man roster spots open. So we're going to maybe go back a little bit to what the Orioles might remember as the bad old days, circa 1920, 21, when the end of the 40-man roster was a revolving door. Sometimes you get a Ramon Urias in that revolving door, but not that it's aesthetically pretty to watch in real time. So weird times ahead and busy times ahead. That's kind of my biggest takeaway from all this.
Yeah, I was just talking to Bob earlier last segment about, you know, the Orioles making all these moves and figuring out what they have in-house here, including their big league team, going into this offseason is going to be so important because you have to be on it from the jump. And by the way, now, for the prospects, for everyone out there, the Orioles have 8 pitchers in the top 12 prospects, according, you know, to MLB.com and the prospect list. So I guess my question then goes around to this part of it, and I'm with you. The Orioles weren't trying to move Ramon Laureano, but the value was there. Now, in your mind, though, with this plethora of talent, you know, could you see a place here where there wasn't a lot of controllable pitchers moved at this deadline? Could this be a way that the Orioles could use some of these prospects to possibly go and make another push here come the winter?
Oh, certainly. You know, it's I guess the one thing that might hold that back from actuality is the fact that a lot of these guys are pretty far from the major league. So it's not like they got double-A guys ready to jump in for somebody else. There's guys that need a little bit more of a track record, maybe. I think it'd be more realistic for the guys they got yesterday to be dealt at next year's trade deadline by the grace of the offseason, they're in playoff position at that point. But it definitely helps to lengthen the system. And it is pretty remarkable that suddenly they do have pitching prospects. This is kind of the road they've chosen, which is don't draft pitchers, don't at least right now spend big money on 9-figure salaries for veterans. It's, you know, work that 1 year, $12 to $15 million trough, and then make trades for guys you like in other systems. And that, that obviously worked out okay with Cade Povich and Chase McDermott. Yesterday, the last few days' crop looks pretty encouraging that way. And you're right, they're all kind of, poking in that top 10. So, you know, that's really where they got caught slipping the last couple of years, was just pitching injuries hit and there was nothing there to really backfill. So whether those guys are trade bait or whether they're ready to knock on the door in a year or 2 years, it was essential that they kind of buff out their pitching depth. And that's probably the most important piece of the guys they got back, for sure.
Yeah, the organizations lack that depth and lack the options if teams want to make move and they want some of those pitching prospects that they could, you know, use as assets in the future. But speaking of an asset that wasn't moved because he got injured, but I'm curious now, because Felix Bautista, you know, it was going to be a long shot, but was it really going to be a long shot here after seeing all the closers that got moved and the value? Mason Miller is the one that ends up going to the Padres, which they gave up. If we thought the Orioles got a big package back. The Athletics got the number 3 overall prospect in all of baseball. Do you think in this case, was there anything that surprised you, I guess I should say, with how the trade deadline went, with somehow the arms were moved or whatnot? Because I feel like this year, unlike any other year, there was a lot more emphasis on closers and teams willing to buy and kind of, you know, be the aggressor here to try to go for it.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, that was definitely a surprise. Obviously, the Miller trade was just a bolt out of nowhere, you know, that nobody really expected. And the thing that I found interesting about that and about other situations was teams setting up their bullpen not just for this year, but for future years. You know, obviously, Mason Miller controlled for another 4 years after this. So the, you know, and the odds of A.J. Preller holding on to him for all four of those years seems pretty slim. But, you know, they could certainly flip him really soon. But the, you know, the Yankees, David Bednar, one more year of control. Camilo Duvall, two more years of control. Jake Bird, three more years of control, all after this year. So it's, you know, that was interesting to me because, well, and it's, you know, they are losing Devin Williams and Luke Weaver potentially, but, you know, the Yankees really put a priority on controllable relief pitchers, which is good and bad. Good because, hey, great, you get to keep them. Bad because there's nothing more volatile than relief pitcher performance. So, and that's kind of what I liked about the Baker trade going back a couple of weeks. You get a, you know, a, what ends up being a pretty good prep outfield prospect for, you know, a guy at the very height of his trade value. So kind of surprised at the relievers, very surprised that the Yankees and Cubs, to name two, did not or were not able to at least, you know, get a real good starting pitcher in there. Both of them really need that if they're going to be serious contenders. And I wonder how serious the Yankees think things are, you know, just because it was a weird and kind of underwhelming trade deadline for them by their standards. The Cubs have a pretty much a World Series ready team. They've got Michael Tucker guaranteed for just two more months. I'm a little surprised that their best starting pitcher brought in was Michael Soroka, who's kind of a 4 or 5 inning guy at best. And you know, they may really feel that down the stretch, and they're in a tooth and nail battle with the Brewers. So, that for the most part surprised me, but also, you know, this is kind of the modern trade deadline too. There's so many teams that fancy themselves as contenders. And, you know, there's just not much available for teams looking to buy. And consider this, too. This was the trade deadline with the Giants and the Diamondbacks falling out of the race and pivoting to a seller's stance. So it could have been even worse. But this is kind of the new reality with 500 at the deadline putting you in a chance to really go after it. So, it's best to do your work in the winter, which takes us back to Elias again, with a lot of work ahead in the coming months for sure.
Gabe Lax, USA Today. Gabe, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy your rest of your weekend. Maybe take a couple minutes of breather here.
Happy August to everybody.
Yeah, you got it. August 1st, everyone. Come back, take your phone calls. 410-583-1057. Mike Elias met with the media. Gave us a Grayson Rodriguez update. Not good. Not good at all. Buy or sell. Rich Dubroff's going to be joining us. And Mike Elias said some things about, you know, he apologized to the team. Does he owe you an apology? A lot of people think, yeah, and a pink slip, maybe.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.